ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد الحمد لله باذن الله تعالى I returned after a fairly long trip in South Africa and a trip by your du'as which we saw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many different times in many different ways and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help and you for your du'as. May Allah accept our work for his sake and reward us in keeping with his management, with his majesty and grace inshallah. Today I want to remind myself and you this is something that I spoke at the Tabligh Markaz in South Africa, which were in Cape Town, where I was invited to speak at the Ijtima. And I think it's an important reminder for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to introduce himself in the following way. In Surah Yusuf, ayah number 108, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, قل هذه سبيلي, this is my way. أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة, I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with clear evidence, with certain proof, with a complete certainty in the existence and in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, I do this work and those who do my ittiba, those who follow me also do this work. Wa subhanallahi wa ma ana min al mushrikeen, and all glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am not among the mushrikeen, I am not among the polytheists, I'm not among those who join others with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at this introduction that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly, we need to remind ourselves that even though we may or we do many things in life, when somebody asks us to introduce ourselves, we introduce ourselves by the major occupation that we have. Although we have many roles, for example, Maghul Bhai is a father. He is, he has a role in the masjid. He has got many other roles. But if you ask him, please introduce yourself, he will say, "I am a businessman and I deal in cloth." A classic example of this is, if there is a physician, for example, or if there is a person who is, an engineer or who is an administrator, while he is working, if you ask him to introduce himself, he will say, I am a physician. When he has retired, he will say, I am retired. Although he still remains a physician, his knowledge has not vanished from his brain. If you go to a retired physician, he will not give you a poison instead of giving you a medicine, right? But if you ask him, please introduce yourself, he says, I used to be a physician. I have now retired. Why? Because retirement has become the major occupation. So we introduce ourselves by the major occupation, even though we have many different roles in life. Now, Rasulullah ﷺ had a role as a head of state. He used to be a businessman for many years of his life. So that was another role, businessman. He was commander-in-chief of his army. So that was another role. He was a father. He was a husband. Right? And we can think of many roles. He was a teacher. And he said this himself. بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I was sent as a teacher. But what is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala saying? Introduce yourself as what? As the one who invites towards Allah. So therefore, it means that the primary occupation of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Ana wa man ittaba'ani, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also, this is the great rahmah and mercy of Allah, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala included the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the introduction of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is an honor. It's a great honor that has been given to this Ummah, which was not given to any other Ummah before this. Why? Because this is the final Ummah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last Nabi, and this Ummah is the last Ummah. There is no Nabi, and he said, La Nabi Abadi, Wala Ummah Tabaduk. He said, there is no Nabi after me and there is no Ummah after you. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he completed the Risalat and Nubuwat on Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the work of Risalat and Nubuwat has to be continued. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this work to this Ummah. And therefore, this introduction, that my job is to introduce towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my way. هذه سبيلي عدو إلى الله على بصيرة. That I invite towards Allah with proof, with evidence. This job was given to the Ummah also. أنا ومن اتبعني. I do this work and those who follow me also do this work. So this is our introduction, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recognize us among those who are included in this ayah. The question therefore remains, then how, if I am going to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if this is to be my main occupation, if this is to be my introduction, then how must I continue my work as a businessman? How should I continue my work as an architect? How should I continue my work as a physician, as an administrator, whatever it is that I'm doing? How must I continue that work? The answer to that lies in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that answer is that every action of ours must invite towards Allah. How can we fulfill this role? When every action of ours invites towards Allah. So for example, if you ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you introduced yourself as the one who invites towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, that this is your main occupation, but you are also a father. He will say, yes, I am also a father, and in being a father, I invite towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You are also a neighbor. Yes, I am a neighbor. And while being a neighbor, I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My neighborly relations are such that they invite the neighbor towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are also a commander of the army. Yes, I am a commander of the army. And I fight for the sake of inviting towards Allah. I do not fight to occupy somebody's property. I do not fight to take away somebody's wealth. I do not fight to enslave people. I fight to open the doors to the da'wat of Islam. I fight to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you are also a head of state. Yes, I am a head of state, and I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my being a head of state. In how I administer the state, this is a dawa ilallah. So I remind myself and you that if we are to be the true ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we need to define ourselves also in the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his Nabi to define himself, which is adu ilallah ala basirati. That we invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with basira, with certainty, with proofs. And how do we do that? By ensuring that every action of ours invites towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the thing to do is to think about before we do anything, before we speak anything, and say, this action or this speech of mine, is it inviting towards Allah or is it driving people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because that is the big problem of the Muslims today, generally speaking. May Allah protect us from that our actions, instead of inviting towards Allah, they drive people away from Islam. Even somebody might be neutral, but instead of, when they listen to us, when they deal with us, when they talk to us, when they have anything to do with us, they actually develop a hatred for Islam, not because they have studied the religion and decided it is wrong, but because of how we come across to them. They say, if this is Islam, then I don't want it. If this action of this behavior, if this relationship of this so-called Muslim is what is Islam, then I don't want this Islam. And as we know, this is the opposite of what the Sahaba used to do, because the Sahaba followed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in excellence. And therefore, with them, people said, if this is Islam, I want it. If this business, the way you do business, if this is Islam, then I want to be a Muslim. And so on for all the other roles. And that is the challenge for us. How can every action of ours and how can every speech of ours invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
and not drive people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and away from Islam. I ask Allah to make it easy for us and to teach us the ways to do that by studying the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a way, and to make it easy for us to practice the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of the seerah. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah to make it possible for us to follow the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the level of excellence and to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.